Blog Talk Radio. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, with the amount of liquor that's in there, that'll get you busted in the night. About 2-3 of them?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll get you. That'll get you taking advantage of it right there. Sir, can you buy me? Listen. That's what you go over there. You don't need no to do no more. You just like, sir, can you buy me? Just buy me one more of them. I'm going with you. No. You can't go with me. It doesn't matter what you say. I'm going with you. Have you ever been with somebody who will tell you it does not matter what is getting ready to happen? I am going with you. And we can do this what? Together. Listen, that's going to be the word of my season, this upcoming season is with you together. If you want to participate in our show tonight, y'all, you definitely can give us a call. The number is 319-527-6703. Again, that is 319-527-6703. We're going to really, really just have fun tonight, y'all. We're not going to do a lot of the scripted business stuff. Yes, we're going to do some commercial breaks in here as we do, because we got to make sure that the sponsors that pay us get paid as well. But I want to turn up with y'all a little bit, y'all, because you know what? You know, me and CJ, we've been on this kick, and we've been playing certain songs that just been getting us there. Sometimes you gotta tell them how you feel. Like, so listen, y'all. Like, I was taking CJ on this journey this week, right? And I was telling them, I was like, I need them to understand. I come from an age when we didn't take a lot of crap, right?
Right.
Like there's certain songs that when you put it on people in my age bracket, when they hear the song, like it incites violence within us. Like, there's something about us that says, you pippy ass nigga over
you
there.
You played a little jazz song.
It ain't even a little jazz. What I played this for you the other day. Listen, anybody who know me, if they know this song from like about mid-90s to late 90s, early 2000s, but definitely late 90s, like 97, 95, this song incited violence, no matter where you played it. We're going to take a quick commercial break, y'all. We're going to turn up, y'all. I want y'all to get y'all next level violence on. Y'all ready? Y'all turn up for me. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Big mouth, big talk, big mouth.
See, I think they missed something in that song. He said, "What's up, big mouth?" First, listen, if you don't be disrespectful to somebody, understand, disrespect them from the devil. Listen, for you subliminal bitches, here, you take this. Let me say this. For you subliminal bitches, stop thinking that because you subtly slide your words in there that the rest of us is confused, that we don't like dictionaries, thesauruses, and all those other different things that y'all like to pull out. Y'all like to think because y'all went to school, graduated magna cum laude, and all these other things, that regular, ordinary people are too slow to understand what the fuck you are saying. So let me say it for you and for them. Fuck you. Fuck. It's Friday. Because, listen, because we have been on a America itself has been on a disrespectful rant. We have let losers. We have let second place. We have let bottom shelf alcohol. We have let dirt weed run the way for us. And I'm sorry. You cannot no longer let the bottom sucking guppies of nothing lead us into the future and talk about America being great on any standard. And that's black, white, Asian, Indian, American. They have let the trash of America lead us, and they keep telling us that we're great. Fuck y'all. Because fuck. And some of that energy you have to get. You cannot always be the bigger person. You cannot always hold your tongue. You can't always turn your... At some point, and at some times, you do have to choose violence. you do have to go over and say, bitch, per my last motherfucking email, shut the fuck up. That's not your job description. That's not your duty. That's not your function. That's not your title. That's not your position. That's not your role. Because everyone's leading, CJ. Everyone's telling you what to do. Everyone's your mom. Everyone's your dad. Everyone's your God.
Is going to be a year
of reckoning for a lot of people. There is going to be information that is going to be said, and there's going to be some people that is going to put their head down, and they're going to go sit in the corner, and they're going to wait for the dust to settle, because there's nothing that they can say to the things that are getting ready to come out of some people's face. And those things are coming due, largely in big entertainment and politics and all that other stuff, but on the grand old next to your grandma's house.
Yeah.
There's some people right now feeling this hurt. They are crying. They are scuffling. They pray they in somebody's will, life insurance policy, get a HUD tax return, Mary had a little lamb by the wayside of a vet. I don't know, but I can't keep helping people lie to me. Some things have to come to you. You cannot lie to people and expect to never come to you. Oh, it fuck come on. That bitch gonna show up. She gonna be fat. She gonna be sloppy. She gonna be disrespectful. Cause you gotta understand, when karma comes back to come get something, she don't care how she show up. We are trying to control narrative, but we forgot that we have history and that we have past, and a lot of us are ashamed to stand present in our past. Because if we have to stand present in our past, it shakes people to the core of their fucking foundation. It breaks them. If they have to go tell the people the truth from the beginning. See, it's easy to pick up the narrative when it's good for you. It's easy to pick up the narrative when you've accomplished your goal. It's easy when you now look good, when you have that car, you now have that house, you now attest it. But what was your humble phase like?
Now they don't tell that part of the story.
No. What was your phase like when your husband left you? What happened when you had those kids? What happened if you fell out of school? What happened if you had to have an IEP? What happened if you had to go to alternative school? See, there's a lot of paths and streets and avenues and roads that we can go down. That spectrum is big. But we act like everybody all walks this one straight, narrow rope, tight rope together, and we're all holding hands because we showed up and we got this wonderful participation trophy, and life does not work like that. It gives no fuck about who you are. It cares not about your title, your family, your prestige. Life happens daily. And you can choose to live it, or you can choose to lie and manipulate your way through it. See, the reason why most people don't want to entertain truth is not because they can't handle truth, it's because truth absolutely scares them. Truth absolutely puts them in a fear of confusion.
Yo, if y'all want to get in on this conversation tonight, y'all welcome to join us in the chat room. I'd like to welcome Ms. C-Nash for joining us in the chat room. You are welcome to come in and hang with us in any type of way. You can also call in 319-527-6703. That's 319-527-6703. We turning up tonight, y'all. We just having fun tonight. We are talking about anything that you want to talk about. If there's something you want to talk about, come talk about it. Because you know what? Sometimes you just gotta
talk a little bit. Stay on the track, nigga.
Every time you know the proper necessary.
freaking person in the goddamn old studio, y'all. Yeah, if you want to get in on this live conversation tonight, the number is 319-527-6703. We are sponsored tonight by Goddessly Cleaning. Goddessly Cleaning is our cleaning company here in Florida and also in Texas. How can they reach you if they need to schedule an appointment, Goddessly Cleaning? Give them the number.
Okay, that number is 254-282-2332.
Give it to them one more again.
254-282-2332.
And if they need to send you an email, how can they reach you directly?
That is Goddess, GoddessLei cleaning at gmail.com.
Ooh, Goddess Lee,
LEI.
You better go ahead, girl, clean it at gmail.com. All right, y'all. We're going to get into another little topic that I have been feeling. And one of the things is, listen, ladies, and this is for the ladies. But let me say this. Single ladies, stop thinking you have the answer to why men fail. Because that would be like men saying we have the answer to why women fail. Now, we can individually look at each individual person and go through their things, and we can come up with some solutions and some synopsis to make their life a little bit better. But what we cannot do is take certain statements and make them general across a race, a couple, an ethnic, a group of people and say that they automatically fit this role or fit this genotype because of who they are. Like, the funniest thing that people don't realize about me is me and you, is we love country music. You know, me, you, the production manager, we love music itself. Like, the composition structure of music is, but I'm the same way with books. Like, I like all types of books. I like mystery. I like romance. I like novels. I can sit back and just read a book on haiku and be straight and be good. And it's the thing of, we have to now begin to look at ourselves as an eclectic, diversity, multicultural diversity melting pot of people. And it doesn't matter race, color, creed, or ethnicity, because at this point, we all, as the production manager like to say, have a difference. We may look similar, we may be similar, we may have attributes that are similar to the next person, and that may excite some people, and that may trigger others. But we are all different in some capacity. And that is the part of the life experience that makes it the greatest. Not the fact that you have the exact same shared experience as the next person. It's the fact that a group of people can have a shared experience and all pull something different from the experience, far away from what we need, that we only focus on the things that we want, that we don't even realize that our needs are now suffering. And then we don't understand why we're so traumatically shocked when the world disapproves of who we are as people, because we've let ourselves go in such ways that now we don't even know who we are, and we're struggling to find ourselves back to the wasteland. That's why I said this year's body empowerment, we're going to strip everything away. The base will be new, and you have to build your way. See, because no one understands what stripping everything away means. See, I once read, in order to be successful, everything away that you need, that you want, and go all the way back down to your absolute base need for 18 months in order to change and shift directions and be successful. And this has been quoted multiple times by highly successful. But you know what everyone will tell you when it's time to do that? They can't. See how that's possible. We understand where we want to be. all of this so you can reach that point. And you know, most 90% of most people, when that opportunity comes, they're on the I can't spot.
My only question would be to those people, like, what do you have to lose? Like, why not just jump? Like,
comfortability. A safe, comfortable person can never jump. Think about it. Who goes up?
I don't want to die lingering.
But who goes and takes a risk comfortably? There's no such thing as a comfortable risk.
You're right.
A risk.
You prepared, but you hope for the best. You
a risk is butt clenching. A risk is laying in the corner crying a couple of nights.
Yeah.
A risk is, bitch, I don't know. I'm on my phone. People keep saying they take a risk, and I'm like, what? You live in the same community with the same people doing the same. What's the risk? What did y'all risk? Breakfast? Ooh, you know, we're not, instead of making this morning, we're going to do something different, y'all. We're going to have sausage. Hey, is that really your risk? My risks are moving around the world. My risks are starting new businesses. My risk is starting a podcast. My risk is mentoring people. My risk is being a good dad. My risk is being a good husband. My risk is experiencing life and all of this wonderment and everything that has to be offered under the sun. My risk creating bucket lists and checking them off. I completed 3 bucket lists of over 100 items in my lifetime. I'm starting my 4th list because I want to do one in my 4th decade of life. Because I've done everything that I wanted to do in all the world. I've traveled the world. I've spent money. I've made money. I've been married. I've been divorced. I did some old shit. I tried some wholesome shit. We go through phases in life, but what we try to discredit is the human experience. There's no substitute for the experience that you garner in life of experience. And most people are sheltered from life. They're afraid to go outside their door. They're afraid to get off the computer. They're wondering why they got catfished, but the only people that they're talking to is on social media. But there are a million people in the city that they live in, and they are fighting, mad, angry at all of them. And then they get off work, get on the computer, and only talk to somebody on the computer. And then most of them have no friends in their real life. Because we've lost the ability to do soft skills. We've lost the ability to connect. I talked to a young man today, and he was damn, I thought we was at a church service. We talked for just 30 minutes. By the time we were done, he was praising me like I was the Dalai Lama. Sir, I just left. I just walked away. Because, no, it's not that serious.
But it is that serious.
It's not.
Sometimes. Listen, understand. When you done been somewhere and life just been horrible for an extended period of time, horrible. For an extended period of time. If somebody look at you and you see just a little piece of glimmer of hope in that person and they see a piece of hope in you, like, and they allow you to step up with them, like, hey, come on, come on.
Let me ask you a question. What is the guiding principle on why I started this? Why did I start this? What was the guiding principle?
What was the guiding
principle? The guiding principle. What was the number one reason?
You want to tell us
that? But why? It was a book. It wasn't, see, people don't know the name of the original book. The original book that I read was called The Great Historical District of the Green District of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Yeah.
It takes a community of people and a community of resources to help each other grow. But we've become such crabs in a barrel
we forgot. The more that we're pulling those down around us and the more that we're taking shots at those beside us, those are going to be the very people that are going to be able to help us, because the people that they're idolizing and the people that they're worshiping, they'll never meet them. They'll never come in contact with them. Even if they so happen to get a chance to, it will only be in fandom. It won't be in a moment of pure bliss, of pure matrimony that they're envisioning in their hands. To these moments of grandeur are fleeting, but they will not come from delusion and operate effectively in the results of their actual reality. And then they don't understand why they're disconnected from everything around them. See, people get mad at me when I connect with people hundreds and thousands of miles away, and you watch it, and you're like, no, 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 guys, understand, like, when he's connecting to connect, it's like I got this really, 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 really long extension cord, and, like, as soon as I decide that I want to plug it in, it's there. But here's the great thing about an extension cord, though. You know what the great thing about it is, though?
Yeah.
You can unplug that thing. And see, and what they miss is when you disconnect your cord and wrap it back up around yourself and then go put yourself in the corner and allow yourself just an opportunity to recharge. That dirty carpet that was now not being vacuumed, it misses. That those dirty dishes when you're the rag or the soap and they just sitting there, they now miss you. When you're the water that's supposed to be in, they now miss you. So we're going to take a commercial break. This is one of my favorite funny songs of all time. And we're going to get into some stuff when we come back. All right, y'all. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Make love
has services that they provide, such as local law background checks, level 2 background checks, credit checks, rental history checks, employment verification, reference verification, notary service, answering service, virtual assistants, graphic designs, wealth building, and maintenance. If you would like their assistance, you can contact them. Call or text 833-366-6559, or you can email them at info@tailoredsvcs.com, or you can visit them at www.tailoredsvcs. All right, guys, what are we talking about now? I don't even know. Like, I don't even care. Like, we still got some time left, because, like, I want to cover a little bit of everything. We will be hosting events coming back this year. I do want to let you guys know we are coming back. So we will be doing a couple of events. The first event we will be doing is going to be private. So if you would like more details, that's going to be body empowerment. There's going to be, I'm going to have 10 slots for that. I want to keep that very small, very intimate. 5 to 10 slots available for body empowerment this year, because I want to keep that very intimate, because I think this year a person who has their emotional come through, they're not going to be expected. See, like, I expect for you to be emotional. You're emotional, like, you know, you're like a water balloon. All it takes is just the right pin to poke you, and it's just running everywhere. That's, you're good. That's Aries. But, you know, but y'all violent. So,
yeah, you want to cry.
You want y'all to cry. You really want y'all to cry. Y'all don't want them. Y'all laughing too much. If y'all giggling and giddying with your friends laughing is one thing. If things, like, Aries always have the wrong response to things before violence happens. Like, they're kind of like Pisces in that way. Pisces are really, really bad with that. Sagittarius is in Capricorns, too. Like, Taurus is a little bit, too. Like, Gemini's even, too. Like,
yeah.
We kind of like have a role. Leo's, too.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn. Like, those signs for sure. Like, the rest of them I can't speak for. But those, because I know enough of them to say, if generally they have the wrong reaction before they respond,
right.
Violence is probably coming.
Right.
Like, you know, you really want them to really be in the room in the way that everybody would normally respond. You want the normal response of what they're supposed to do. You want them to cry. You want them to feel emotion. You want, like, whatever it is normal people do, you want them to feel that. But if they give you that other response, like that Joker response, that Harley Quinn kind of,
because here's the thing that we have to understand.
did I want the punch that she gave me? Yo, I've hit people for less.
It's cool.
So, like, I'm not, like, people get mad at me because, like, I'm a realist, bro. Like, real talk.
Cool, but it ain't cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like when she swung on me, like, I would have, in that moment, roles were absolutely reversed. Like, you know how they say other people can't take what you dish out?
Yeah.
In that moment, I absolutely understand without a moment of a shadow of a doubt. And that's why I joke all the time with people about it, because I don't feel any type of way. Because if roles was absolutely reversed, I would have kicked her in her little fucking throat and slid her straight across the motherfucking coffee table. The reality of it is that we were able to communicate effectively to understand why we were where we were.
Yeah.
Most people cannot sit down and say, all bullshit aside. And you know what we did? I'm going to give you one of the greatest things that we did in that moment. Mm-hmm. We said, in this moment, we're going to take no time. We put no time stamp on it. We said, we're going to get an understanding of who we both are, what we both want in life, and what both we are fucking trying to do. We're going to do it together. We're going to do it together, and if we're not, we're going to go and separate it. But we're going to get an understanding of what the fuck has happened, is happening, and can happen. And I think that's the disconnect with our society right now. It's the actual willingness, men and women sitting down and saying, I'm not better than you. You're not better than me. We're both a little fucked up and flawed, but we can be that together if we can learn how to coexist and understand. And actually get somebody who likes or is willing to support the shit you want to do. Because I'm crazy. Like, people don't understand the risk that I take to go after my dreams. There's nothing, like, nefarious. Because, like, people think I'm a fucking porn star out here in some of these streets. Like, I be getting some requests. So I'm like, yo, sir, man, tuck me. Whoever told you that about what you thought you knew about me, take that and get it furthest from the forefront of your mind, because some of y'all know, hey, listen, I get it. Some of y'all have never been, never. Like, how do you say that? Well, hell, my shit was rated R, so I can say it. Some of y'all have never been fucked properly, and if that's your problem, I do understand. I feel sympathy for you. I'm not the only dude out here with a penis. I can help provide and point you to some people who may be able to help you with those services, but understand, I am not a merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to just come ride and jump off when you feel like it. Because, like, the way some people talk to me is as if they got control over me and my penis and my brain and my mind and my bank account. It perplexes me because
that's a lot of
listen, half the shit that I just named, I don't even we're gonna take a quick commercial break. Like, I need to say, ooh.
Okay. for my body to finish, get it going to the distance. We been done, y'all. My city so bad, you react so slow. Your heart might stop, and you look so slow.
That ain't right.
I'm going through the hood with a grin on my feet like static sky. Stamina on my neck like static bright. I'm come to a shutdown a Saturday night.
Hell yeah.
If you said you feel there, bring it right back. Don't mess with the frame if you don't know a thing. 16 in the game. I'm still here. The bag of the streets is so dumb. A bag of a beat so one for the cop will never stop. Just rest for your block itself.
And even if it's walking
past,
even if
it's
keep walking
past,
either way, I'm
a plan
for today, but the
room gets
away.
And even if it's stopped and right, and even if it's keep buying right, lift quick for my body, I'm in this getting over to the tip, tip, tip. That's L-I-D to the W-E-S-T. Better guess that's me. Move the outfit, better impress me. You said you got feel for the most, let's see.
Showing proof.
I hate to see what y'all going through. Could only be beat when you're spinning in the street. From the west to the east, goes out to the house. It's showing
low,
low, home. Your body is slow, slow, grow. What you gonna do when you're calling your label and you got it, send it, see it, see
it. Taylor Crown's Break Studio is at 2727 Appalachian Parkway, Suite 405. They do braid, they do plaits, wash, condition, knotless plaits. If you refer a friend, you will receive a discount on your next booking appointment. They have a loyalty club, a return client special, a special booking access account, a one free touch-up or takedown service, no deposit required for a loyalty club member. Kids receive services provided. When kids receive services provided, they will get a free snack. And if you have this current flyer that we have online and that we have posted throughout different places through the city, you will get a book online February special of 25% online. So visit www.tailoredcrown.com. And if you reach them through call or text, that is 833-366-6559. Again, that is 833-366-6559. That's www.taylorcrown.com. CJ.
Hey, they throwing ass somewhere. Where they throwing ass at?
I don't know.
Where they throwing ass? Where they throwing ass at? Where they throwing ass at?
This Friday. This Friday. Who throwing ass?
Everybody. Everybody.
Listen, because here's the thing. And because that's why, like, I don't get mad at the music for this generation. I'm more of a mindset of if that's what makes them happy, let them express it. Because we express ourselves. Listen, all of our music was not. We had garbage as well. And every generation is going to have some really great music that's going to make its way through. And it's going to have some really garbage-ass music that's going to make its way through. And it's going to have some generational gaps that's going to have things in between. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have some low years and some good years and some lean years and some light years. And music is kind of in a weird phase right now because you got technology and you got people kind of re-exposing themselves to the world. Kind of like a hybrid of two, because it's like you got people still like rushing to do things, and then you have the people who are slowing down to actually take the time to put the work into their craft and make sure that they put out a quality product. And I think in this season, we should focus and shift ourselves into quality products, because there's no sense to rush it. The market's going to be there. When there's one of the things I teach people in getting things to market. Set your target date, right? And still take your time and get that product to market on time, on target, on task. Because that's where the and marketing, making that money, and it's going through its proper growth projection. But we get so busy on, we get something, and we're like, okay, I have this idea and this whatever. And now, once we get it, we want to take it from idea to concept to money making things in 18 seconds.
It don't work.
It don't work. Like,
don't care what woman you are, you want to be touched by a strong, manly man who takes the time to touch you with just getting what we want every single day. That then when we actually get the things, the persons, the ideas, the concepts, the relationships that we want, we are so afraid. Fear is our biggest crusher in relationships. Because we're afraid of something. We're afraid of being seen. We're afraid of being heard. We're afraid of being misunderstood. We're afraid of being understood. We're afraid of being successful. We're afraid of failure. There's a lot of things that stop us from being successful in relationships. But can you sit back and say, I don't have to have all the answers. I'm a man, and I tell my wife regularly, I don't have to be right in this conversation. It's okay if I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, tell me. I practice that in regular conversation. Because as a man, yeah, am I expected to be the leader? Whatever. Badge of honor. He's the leader. He's the leader. But you got people who are telling people that they're a leader, but they won't go read. They won't go take a course. They won't go train. They won't go study other than doing nothing and then tell everyone that they're leading something. Man, I'm a boss, bro. I'm getting money. What the fuck's that supposed to mean? Because you're the idiot that's going to get tricked out of all your money, and then you're going to be crying and saying, oh, man, it was the clowns and the suits and da-da-da-da-da. No, that was your money. You were supposed to protect that, man. Leader of your family. I'm not mad at women for where they turned out and where they are. I'm mad at men for not stepping up. Some of this is our fault. It ain't all. Some of this shit y'all did on y'all own. Understand? Let's be clear. Some of this shit y'all absolutely did on y'all own. Y'all went out there and fought for women's lib movement.
Yeah, that little equal rights and all of that.
Some of that shit y'all did on y'all own, because at the end of the day, we as black folks still haven't changed in the eyes of nobody in this country with all that other shit that they've told women that y'all can go after. Let's call fact fact. I'm not arguing with how the fuck we got here. I'm just saying. Some of that shit y'all brought on y'all selves. However, some of that shit still is men need to actually step the fuck up and listen. The biggest problem that I have with men that they're calling simps is those simps are listening. They're taking the time to understand. And so it's taking a certain type of woman to love them because they are who they are. And they don't want that kind of guy. They don't want that guy who's truly making six figures. They want that guy who's making six figures because he works for the guy who owns the company. They don't really want the owner. Because once they realize who he is and how he or she lives their life, he's now nowhere as appealing as they once thought he was. Because they want that super really dangerous guy who's only really risking it all on somebody else's fucking dime. He's not really risking it for himself or herself. Everything that they have has been handed to them on a silver platter, and they say they're risking it all. And I tell people this. I take real risk. You know what I
put your name on? Shit.
What's that? Let me tell you what I did. So when me and my first wife decided to get divorced, here's what I did. I did three things, right? I said, I'm either going to go back to school and, you know, do the coaching thing, because I had a gig with that, so I was going to either go to coaching or I love sports. I was going to go be a mail handler. And then the other thing was I spent the globe, and then I said, wherever my finger lands, that's where I'm going. That's how I ended up at opposite. It was luck of the draw. Whichever one happens first, that's what I'm going with. And option three happens first. But I did all three at the same time. In the same day, I applied for all three jobs at the same time. And started the process to go through their requirements, all at the same time. And option three is the one that came and took me all the way on the other end of the world. But it is what it is. When you say you're going to make a change in life, make a change. Like, actually go through the process of that change and what it looks like. That, it was brutal. I was celibate for 27 years. What I mean. I isolated myself from every single person that I knew on the basis of place. It was my choice. But I needed that for growth. I have one of my friends, Ladybird. She's a great podcaster. She wrote a book. I'm Married and It Happened or something like that. She's been in several commercials and different things. She's an advocate for HIV and different stuff. That is great friend of mine. Great dope chick. Her daughter's actually traveling the world with no money, learning how to travel and work in different countries and make money to stay and move on to her next destination. As like the early 20-year-old, 2021, traveling the world, backpacking the world. And it's cool, and I watch her, and I watch her lives, and I watch her videos, and it is dope because she's built a community around the world, and it's her own little community, and they all check up on her, they send her information, they send her tips. She, wherever she's already off to next, she has all types of tips and plans and things of how to do it. She's learning language and culture and people and really learning the world. And I'm so proud of her because that's how I learned the world. I actually went and learned the world. I went to see it. You cannot have conversations about people. You cannot have conversations about places and you've never been there. It's great in the book, but that's someone else's interpretation. The one thing I can tell you about Germans, when they go see different colored dark people, because like I was a different color dark, they rub my cheeks.
Nah.
Oh, my God, your baby. Look at your baby.
Dude, I was little, y'all. Oh.
Elisha was milk chocolate. As a baby. And I'm like, yo, and I mean, can we grab his cheeks, ma'am? No, I'm going to put my, you put your hands on my baby's face, I'm going to put my hands on it. I just want to tell y'all, man, thank y'all for hanging out with us tonight. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We got some more meetings to get to. We'll be right. Hey, you know what? We ain't been to Louisiana.
Let's go.
Hey,
I'm on my knees and I'm holding on the fire. She like this work. Yeah, I'll see if I can have them come down and cater the brunch.
I'm excited.
So,
Oh, if you don't know who that is, go on Instagram and go check him out, Chef Ohana 910. Go definitely check him out. And then his co-running mate, co-catering company, Mary Lou, what it do. And it's funny because their businesses are right beside each other. So, like, they're right next door to each other. So the fact that they work together like that is just a beautiful, wonderful. Like, I love this. And it's a mother-son combo. So that's what makes it even more beautiful to see the skills get passed down from one generation to the next. And it's going to be something that is going to be in the family for generations to come. It's a beautiful, you know, I tell people that food is something that my family has passed down for generations. We've passed down recipes, pots, skillets, you know, restaurants. You know, I got an aunt Movelle who got a restaurant down in Stone Mountain. You know, so, yeah, like food is what we do. Like, we love food. Like, everybody in my family can cook. They will put 900 pounds on. So those of us like my cousin Cynthia who are smart enough to understand we don't want to die early in life, we try to be right. We learn early in life, you know, that the biscuits made with lard and, you know, that
the buttermilk
biscuit pancake, you know, that fried chicken that's extra fried with some homemade dipping sauce. That you just
because we soaked the chicken in the butter.
You know, before we double dip, batter, fry it.
Right.
Everybody, listen, 99 bottles of hot sauce and 88 different types of white light bread on the counter.
Oh my goodness.
And bitch, don't let it be a fish fry. Because niggas will show up with their own fish. And then tell you who the only person out there that can find.
Right.
If Ken ain't back there, don't fry my fish to Ken, huh? And you tell Ken I'm not gonna leave you here. Dude, we in it, bro. We in it. As a people, we in it. But I love it because we're true to ourselves. We're true to our nature when we actually act in who we are. We gotta stop being afraid to embrace our greatness. There is nothing wrong with you. Look, people used to say, you code switch. I said, well, what the fuck is a code switch? It wasn't until I came back and actually had to study the word. I was like, okay, so what? I knew the shit.
Are you mad because I did it better than you? I have
got a perception of like, listen, I'm not being my actual on the phone customer service voice. Have you heard it?
Yes.
Listen. I had a girl with me. She changed her whole service. Because she called for somebody else, and she was like, hey, do you have to call your food? I said, man, pretty much. I said, if I'm not here, it's like one other dude that answers the phone. She goes, hey, can you transfer me to him? So I transferred her. And so this is when I was at the VA with Palm Beach. So the dude who made the shrimp and grits.
Okay.
So he answered the phone.
Okay.
His customer service voice is sexier than mine, because understand, he is a church musician.
Okay.
So he has stomach control, because he plays all the instruments. Like, he can damn near play every instrument under the sun, right? On top of the fact that he can cook his... He's damn near best. Listen, I'm going to tell you something that's almost disrespectful. He's damn near better domestic than me. And I would argue to say that he is probably the only person on earth that I can honestly say that I know that I've been around that I would say I feel to cook better.
Okay.
saying that, like, I wouldn't even challenge him. I honestly feel like he's, because I've had too many conditions, and I'm like, yo, bro, if I was a girl, you could get this. You could get me this, right? Sir, we are going home right
now. Sir,
and understand, you're talking about somebody who my slogan is let me put my meat in your mouth with my own catering company.
Yo, the first time you said that to me, I was looking
to myself. Yeah, wait till you put my meat in your mouth. It's almost done. Okay. Change your life.
Manager writes out the entire February show. This is something new. You've never done this with us before. So
We have segments. Each month is a segment. So the month of February, we cover a segment. So even though we are a show that teaches from a Black history point, we won't necessarily go over our segments in the month of February. It's the one month that we skip because we teach Black history and world history because no one else consistently does this like we do. So as we do that and we come back with it, we will continue to put out the things that we put out because we're always teaching Black history, but we will not preface it with Black history for this month because we always, it's just in our DNA. We will also start back in March posting the word of the day. So you will always get a different word of the day that will be posted. You will be able to find that on Tailored Inspiration or the Tailored Motivation. Tailored Inspiration, you should start being able to see your words of the day there. February the 15th, we start the Dr. Feel Good Book Club podcast. So if you're in our private book club, we will be doing that starting February the 15th. So definitely make sure that you get access to that. Am I missing anything? Wildwoods Wednesday will be back. We will be, if you're looking to be members of anything business-wise or any of our private groups, membership is open, what do we say, till April 20th for the year. And then after that, we're going to close off. So you have until April 20th to become members of any of the membership groups that are available. Reach out to the people responsible accordingly that you know, and they'll get you plugged in with the right thing. Don't reach out. If you reach out to me directly, I'm just going to tell you who to go talk to. I'm in business of working anymore. I'm working on being sexy. So that's my goal. So that's that. Fungus Friday is today, Soulful Sunday. And then we'll be adding other things throughout the year. We will be having a lingerie party this year. Site to be determined. So here's what I'm going to do. Somebody do a poll for me. Because here's mine.
Okay.
I have three requests. So we're going to go with the request first. So the request is, of course, I will always say we can pick any city in the state of Florida. That's going to be one. Because you know me, when it's cold, I like to be warm. The other is Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City has been requested like 5 times within the last year for me to host an event there from people in Oklahoma City. So Oklahoma City. And then lastly, Texas has been asking me to come to Texas. So those are the three choices. You know how I feel about Texas. If I don't have to go, I won't go. I'll bypass Texas. I prefer to fly over or around 6 states. A lot can go wrong. a lot does go wrong. I mean, Florida too, but I feel safer. I like the Gators. The Gators. You know, it's funny. People say they don't come here for the Gators. And I'm like, yo, but I've never actually, as long as I've been here, I've never technically seen a Gator in person. Now, I've seen some other things, and I do mean some other things. I've seen some interesting creatures crawl up out of some of these creeks and side roads, but an actual Gator that I've actually not participated in. But, yeah, we're going to get out of here. We're going to do our favorite part of the day. Because I knew that's what you were looking for.
No, it's not. I was doing the poll.
You doing the poll? Oh, so you put a poll out there? So we're going to go with those three. And we'll see what the numbers come back. When I ask for those numbers, we'll see what the highest numbers are.
Okay.
So we're going to do a word of the day. TJ, you ready for yours?
Yeah.
You actually got one? Okay. Cool. It's all you.
All right. I want y'all to love yourself enough to never settle for broken promises and bad behavior. I love you guys. Good night.
In this season, I want you guys to understand. Prepare yourself to love yourself. Understand, no one can love you better than you love yourself. No one can put you on a higher pedestal than you can put yourself. It's okay if other people want to put you on a great pedestal and put you in a great life. And that's fine. But you have to make a self-determination to make sure that you put yourself at the highest capacity that you can possibly put yourself. Because you're worth every moment. You're worth every dollar. You're worth every cent. You're worth every hour. You're worth every sweat. You're worth every tear that you invest in. And don't forget that. I love y'all. I'll holler.
Put on a seatbelt, don't let it sit on your face. You might see you in the morning at 2:14 doing the pussy.